USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Pentagon has released video evidence to support its claim that Iran was responsible for attacks on two oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman yesterday. The military says the video shows an Iranian Navy boat with its personnel removing an unexploded mine from the side of one of those tankers. Retired Navy Admiral and NATO Supreme Allied Commander James Stavridis says he's concerned about this escalation in tensions.
I've spent half my life in the Gulf of Oman and in and out of that Strait of Hormuz. This is a difficult, challenging set of circumstances. We are on a collision course. I'm worried.
He was speaking on NBC News. In case you went to bed early and missed it, the Toronto Raptors beat Golden State 114-110 in Game 6 of the championship series to win the series 4-2. And this is USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's F-O-R-C-E to 321321.
President Trump largely standing by comments he made in an ABC News interview about possibly accepting so-called dirt on a political opponent from a foreign source, though he walked things back slightly during an interview this morning in which he said he would alert the proper authorities if he felt it was necessary.
And of course you have to look at it, because if you don't look at it, you're not going to know if it's bad. How are you going to know if it's bad? But of course you give it to the FBI or report it to the Attorney General or somebody like that.
He was speaking there on Fox and Friends. The manhunt continues in the Dominican Republic for more suspects in the shooting of former Boston Red Sox slugger David Ortiz. Three more people arrested yesterday in connection with that Sunday shooting at a bar in Santo Domingo. New York State ending the religious exemption for vaccinations, a bill signed into law by the Democratic governor, as New York's grappling with one of the biggest measles outbreaks in decades. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Florida's Republican governor says his state open for business. USA Radio's Tim Berg with details.
A new Florida law is meant to put more cars but not drivers on Florida roads. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signs a bill on Thursday encouraging self-driving car technology. He says he hopes to drive businesses from the West Coast to the East.
Florida has an open-door policy to autonomous vehicle companies, and I encourage them to relocate from California to Florida. We have a much better business environment here.
DeSantis continues.
I think it's exciting. I think it's good that we're here, and I applaud the legislature for embracing this and making sure that Florida is welcoming innovation when it comes to transportation.
The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops approving a third-party system to report allegations of sexual abuse or misconduct at the hands of clergy. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
The bishops meeting in Baltimore, where that city's auxiliary bishop explains that lay people and secular authorities would be part of the process. Under the nationwide system, those with complaints would be able to report them confidentially over the phone or online.
So you have the vendor who runs the hotline, but you have the independent individuals then ascertain the category, and then they make the notification to the appropriate authority.
Reports would then be presented to church authorities, though the proposal doesn't specify which would be given to civil authorities. The system will be reviewed again during the group's November meeting.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.